I'm really excited about this one. Bullish, an institutional crypto exchange, has set up a $100 million stablecoin facility for USDAI to support lending backed by AI computing infrastructure. That's a meaningful step. The idea is that stablecoin liquidity is being used to finance credit secured by high-value physical technology assets, things like GPUs and AI data center capacity. And that feels like such a natural bridge between digital assets and the AI boom. It's not just crypto trading anymore. It's connecting digital liquidity to real, productive infrastructure. Exactly. Stablecoins are being used here as a fast, globally accessible form of liquidity to back loans tied to real-world AI infrastructure. What I find fascinating is that the collateral isn't traditional real estate or inventory. It's AI hardware and computing capacity. That matters a lot. AI companies need serious capital to acquire GPUs, networking equipment, power capacity, cooling systems, and specialized data center facilities. And these are expensive, capital-intensive assets. In this environment, speed can make a huge difference. If you're slow, you can fall behind. Right. Stablecoins may be useful here because they can settle quickly, support cross-border activity, and reduce some of the friction you see in traditional banking systems. That's a big part of why this feels timely. They can plug into digital asset native platforms that already handle custody, transfers, and institutional liquidity. For Bullish, it also signals an expansion beyond simple trading services. Yes, it shows crypto exchanges starting to offer more structured financial products, ones that link digital asset liquidity to real-world asset financing. GPU-backed lending isn't entirely new, but it's becoming more relevant as AI workloads intensify. And that's where the complexity kicks in. High-performance compute can be extremely valuable, but it's also harder to underwrite. Lenders need to understand hardware depreciation, market demand, resellability, technology cycles, and whether the borrower can actually generate revenue from the compute resources. So this is not just a generic tech loan. No, it's a specialized credit structure. It depends on the borrower's operational capacity and the lender's ability to assess the value and risk of the underlying infrastructure. I think the bigger story is that AI infrastructure is becoming a major capital market in its own right. Building out data centers and compute capacity requires substantial upfront investment. Many AI-focused companies may need financing that is more flexible than traditional bank credit. That's where asset-backed structures can be attractive. The collateral is tangible, and it's tied to productive capacity. GPU-backed lending is especially compelling when the assets are connected to revenue-generating workloads, compute leasing, inference services, or AI training for clients. If the hardware is actively generating utility, the credit structure can be more attractive than unsecured lending, assuming lenders are confident in demand and debt service capacity. But the structure does carry risks. Absolutely. AI hardware can change fast. Performance, pricing, and obsolescence can shift quickly. A GPU that's highly desirable today may face weaker market conditions in a few years. So lenders need to carefully factor in technology cycles, contract quality, customer concentration, and broader macroeconomic conditions. That's why this is not just a crypto finance story. It's also an example of lenders adapting to the fast-moving economics of AI infrastructure. If this works well, it could become a template for future AI finance deals. Stablecoins could increasingly be used to fund real-world asset lending in specialized sectors, combining fast, programmable, globally accessible liquidity with tangible infrastructure that has operational value. I can see the model gaining traction. AI projects often need quick access to capital. Stablecoins can reduce cross-border financing friction. Crypto exchanges are looking for deeper enterprise services, and GPU-backed credit directly ties capital to the physical assets, driving AI growth. Still, success will likely depend on collateral monitoring, legal clarity, and strong risk management. Institutional participants will need confidence that the assets are properly valued, secured, and enforceable. The more sophisticated the lending framework, the more credible it becomes to institutional investors and lenders. So the next things to watch are how the facility is deployed, what types of borrowers use it, how quickly capital is drawn down, and whether more partnerships emerge between crypto platforms and AI infrastructure firms. If more digital asset institutions begin offering similar facilities, that could signal that stablecoin-based credit is becoming a meaningful part of the AI financing ecosystem. Overall, the Bullish and USDA arrangement is a practical example of crypto-native finance moving into the physical build-out of AI computing capacity. It connects digital asset liquidity with real-world infrastructure and points toward more integrated financing models for the next wave of technology investment.